news, weather, conversation, and company when you get up. Weekends with Ken, CJAD 800.
And we thank you for being here a little after 7 o'clock Saturday morning. You know, it takes 2 minutes to help save a life. And that's a message from the David Foster Foundation. The Grammy Award-winning producer and proud Canadian has lent his support behind the important issue of organ donation. April, by the way, has been Organ Donation Awareness Month. Michael Ravenhill is the CEO of the David Foster Foundation, and he's been good enough to join me this morning for a chat about this. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
Of all the stats and facts about how vital or crucial organ donation is, the one that really jumps out and stands out for me is one organ donor can save as many as 8 lives. That's an incredible impact.
Yeah, it truly is. And Ken, you know, when you think about that, they can save the life of 8 people, but they can improve the life of up to 75 people. And so you think about that, you know, in Canada, we have one of the worst organ donor registration rates of all developing countries. And if you really knew the impact of a person, what one person can do when they do unfortunately pass away, what the life legacy that they could leave, it's just amazing to think that one person can actually save up to 8 lives and improve the life of up to 75 people.
Michael, explain that ripple effect to me about the 75 people that can be impacted.
Well, it could be because of, you know, organs, tissue, skin, ligaments, tendons, you name it. I mean, the body has amazing parts. And when somebody does pass away, if their body is been given for donation, they can use it in many, many areas. Like if you think about, you know, somebody, a burn victim, you know, they may go through 50 grafts. Mm-hmm. And so the skin is used. It's a wonderful opportunity to somebody to leave a life legacy and actually save somebody's life.
We're on the line with Michael Ravenhill. We're talking about organ donation, the issue, and it's Organ Donation Month here in the month of April. Back to Canada's poor standing or poor ranking. How do you explain that? Is it simply apathy, Michael?
Wow. You know, that's a great question. I think a lot of it comes down to education and awareness. And, you know, there's no bad causes out there. And there's so many great organizations, foundations that are, promoting their causes. And I think it really comes down to getting the information out to people, getting the truth out there, because there's a lot of myths, of course. And then also, you know, we in Canada have a situation where we have every province has their own registration. So, you know, every province is individual. And we as a country need to come together. And we're the foundation, David Foster Foundation, is behind an initiative to have a national registry for that sole reason. You know, in one province, it could be your driver's license. Another, it could be on your care card. And another, you know, there's many different ways. So, you know, we really believe that with a greater education and an understanding of the need to become a registered organ donor and what it can do or what you can do when you do pass away, it is amazing to think that you can leave a life legacy and you can save somebody else's life when you have passed on. But here's one thing to really know. Ken, you know, when you do sign your organ donor card, it's imperative that you tell your family and tell your friends, because when that time comes that you unfortunately do pass away, if you do not let your wishes be known, your family can negate your wishes. So it's really important to make sure that you share the information that you've become a registered organ donor.
That's such an important point. Thank you for bringing that up. You know, and you also brought up another interesting point. There's a lot of health-related organizations and charities out there vying for our attention and our financial support, and all of them are worthy too, but I guess, like you mentioned, the reality of that crowded field is that something as vital as organ donation can, I guess, easily be overlooked.
Yeah, it can be, and so can all these other wonderful organizations and causes. And so, you know, we do all the best we can do to try and get the message out on, you know, stations like your own and through yourself all across Canada. And of course, you know, we have it, you know, shall I say, maybe a little an advantage, because we have, you know, one of the world's greatest music producers of all time, you know, David Foster's name, and that helps, of course, as well. But what we're, you know, we like to partner with anyone and everyone to get the messaging out.
Michael, what can you tell us about the wait list in this country for an organ transplant?
Yeah, well, right now, that's a great question. Again, it's over 4,500 Canadians are currently waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. And each year, upwards of 1,600 people are added to that list. And if you put that into perspective, what we're saying here is, like, think about this, that the number of deaths work out to roughly 5 deaths a week and 1 death every 30 hours. And we can change that. As Canadians, we live in one of the greatest countries in the world, and we always are there as people wanting to help others. Can you imagine if we just increased the average organ donor registration rate is just over 20% nationwide. Can you imagine if we just changed that rate by 3 or 4 or 5%, what that would do, how many lives would be saved, and sure, how many people's lives would be improved? It's incredible.
Absolutely. Just wrapping up with Michael Ravenhill, we're talking about organ donation. April has been organ donation month. You know, I guess it'd be safe to say then that the number of Canadians registering to be a donor took a bit of a hit in the past 12 months because of the pandemic.
Yeah, unfortunately, it sure did. The registration rates went down about 39% due to COVID directly from the pandemic. So again, that's why we're trying to get the word out a little bit more and get people to think about this. And it was understandably, you know, we didn't know what COVID was, and we were all trying to figure it all out. And therefore, other things take a back seat when you have something as extreme as what COVID was. You know, it affected surgeries, it affected, transplantations and so forth. And it put a lot of our families that we support in a real concerned position and a vulnerable position, of course. But it dropped 39% last year. So we're wanting to change that and turn that around.
Michael, before I let you go, anything you want to say to our Montrealers listening this morning about getting more information and making this decision?
We love Montreal, and I know David would, if he was on the call right now, David would be saying he loves coming to Montreal. I think the big thing is that hashtag get vocal. That's what we're actually promoting with the David Foster Foundation. You can find out more information about us at davidfosterfoundation.com. Register to become an organ donor, because you never know, one day somebody could save your life.
That's a great point. Michael Ravenhill of the David Foster Foundation. Michael, thanks for your time this morning. Keep up the great work, and hopefully we'll chat again.
Thank you so much, Ken. Thanks for the great work that you're doing.